For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Germaine Taillefer was born April 19, 1892, in a suburb of Paris. The young Germaine began studying piano with her mother at home and also composing short works. With her mother's tutoring and support, and against her father's wishes, she entered the Paris Conservatory when she was only 12 years old. She studied orchestration with Ravel. As a pianist prodigy with an amazing memory, she won first prize in counterpoint and in harmony at the conservatory in 1913, and in 1915 she won first prize in fugue. This initial success helped lead to her father's acceptance of her musical vocation, although he refused to support her studies financially. Taillefer met Darius Milhaud, Georges Auric, and Arthur Honegger at the Paris Conservatory in 1912 and also began to be seen with the artistic set in Montmartre and in Montparnasse. It was these artistic connections, which by 1917 also included Picasso and Modigliani, which led to her initial success. Because in January of 1918, it was in the Montparnasse atelier of one of her painter friends where the initial concert of the Nouveau Jeune, the New Youth, took place, which also included Francis Poulenc and Louis Duret. The French writer Henri Collet chose to name the composers Les Six. He wrote about them in two articles which appeared in January of 1920, and it led to overnight fame for the group of six. Actually, they only officially participated in one project together, an album of piano works. The six musicians remained close for the rest of their lives, however, and even today, the children and friends of the various members continue to see each other. Taillefer's acclaim as the only woman in Les Six did not last long. Two unhappy marriages, to a caricaturist and then to a lawyer, proved a drain on her creative energies, as did her continual financial problems. Her sense of artistic insecurity prevented her from promoting herself properly, and she regarded herself primarily as an artisan who wrote optimistic, accessible music as a release from the difficulties of her private life. Nevertheless, she continued to compose prolifically and teach until the end of her life. Her last major work was a commission from the French Cultural Ministry when she was 89. She died in Paris in 1983. Taillefer's first violin sonata was written for Jacques Thibaud, a French violinist with whom she had a close friendship, and was premiered in 1922 by Thibaud and Alfred Cortot in Paris. See if you can hear in this music the characteristics which formed the aesthetic of Les Six: simplicity, clarity, and cleanness of expression, music without pretentiousness or boredom, and a thing apart from romanticism or impressionism.